This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. What was that saying about Wall Street maybe 20, 30 years ago? Masters of the Universe, right? From the Tom Wolfe book? Well, it's tough, I imagine, to bring that off if you're wearing sweatpants and sitting in your kitchen on a Zoom, which helps explain why Wall Street's biggest banks have been among the most aggressive in getting people back to the office. That, however, was a couple of letters back in the Greek alphabet, and Omicron's got many of the big investment banks once again telling people to stay home as cases surge in New York City. J.P. Morgan and Citigroup a couple of days ago, Goldman yesterday. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that one.
Companies from Google to Chevron have also been rethinking their return-to-office plans, but in banking?
It's a reluctant work from home, and they want the people to come back in February.
MIT lecturer Robert Posen, a former investment banking executive, says in-person work will always be the gold standard in the industry, from making deals to mentoring junior bankers. But the longer remote work goes on,
the idea of everyone coming in 5 days a week and working from 8 till 10 p.m., I think that we're not going to have that anymore.
Wall Street banks have made record profits during the pandemic, with most people working from home. Yet many industry leaders have seemed resistant to change, says Sadal Neely at Harvard Business School.
It's very difficult to call something that's lasted 2 years, that's changed how you work, that's changed how you've recruited and retained, an aberration or temporary.
It's also difficult to predict when COVID won't be an issue anymore. So employers need to be transparent and nimble, says Bhushan Sethi with business service firm PwC.
If your long-term plan is to still be office-based, is to really push that and talk about whether that's more testing, changing the definition of vaccinations, the need for not just masks, but maybe N95 masks in the office.
Many of the banks already require employees to be vaccinated, and some, including Goldman Sachs, will now require boosters when employees return in a matter of weeks, supposedly. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.